Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Does it ever feel like you're super quick to anger, that you just react really quickly when something is going on with your kids, with your husband, or with others, and you just get fired up really quick? And you know that the Bible teaches us to be slow to anger and slow to speak, but you just cannot figure out how to do that. My friend, you have something so great to listen in this episode. I don't think I have ever taught on this yet in my podcast, and rarely did I hear this teaching somewhere else. I've heard about it from my coach, Tessa Romero. I've mentioned her here before, but this is a very great mindset shift that's going to help you to respond instead of react. Let me just first tell you that I have such a great thing that I put together for you, a mini course, How to 10x Your Emotional Capacity Levels as a Mom. Girl, if you haven't had a chance to grab that course yet, go in the show notes and grab it. You can either buy it for $27 or you can get access to it for free by leaving me a review on iTunes and then screenshotting it and emailing it to me. And when you do, I'll give you a coupon code to get this mini course for free. It is so good. You learn 11 ways to increase your capacity levels as a mom, emotional capacity, starting today. There's many things that you can do. Take action on it today and you will already increase your capacity levels. So that is something I just want to throw out there. It's good. It's good. Please go check it out. The other thing is that I want to teach you today is how to slow your anger down practically. And that is the answer to this question is you need to be curious instead of judgmental. And I remember when I was going to counseling for parenting, whenever I would talk to my counselor and just tell her how the week went and tell her all the things that my kids did that drove me nuts, that just frustrated me. My son did XYZ. And her response would be, I wonder why he did that. I wonder why. And it kind of like pulled me back, like, I wonder why. Well, he's just a kid. He just did it. He wanted to do it and make my life hard, so he did it. And she said, no, ask yourself, I wonder why he did that. I remember something really specific that happened. So when we lived in Minnesota, we lived in a townhouse. I honestly didn't really have many nice things because I felt like no matter what I did, my kids just destroyed it. They just would. Any nice furniture. We didn't have anything like really nice because part of it is like just financially, we weren't in a place to do that. The other thing is I knew that if I did, I have little kids that will do something to it. They already scratched up the stuff that I had that wasn't really nice. Of course, they're going to destroy things. That was my perspective. And they probably would. It's just kids. And my mother-in-law, she gifted me this really woven, pretty basket for like throw blankets. You know that you put next to the couch? It's like a really nice basket. Well, it was great. And I loved it. And it was really cute. Well, I remember it was like around COVID time and my kids were all home cooped inside and my boys decided to, you know, jump on the couches and all the things and build forts and they took blankets and they flipped that basket upside down and they stood up on it and they jumped on it and it obviously made a hole on the bottom and it broke. Well, I felt really mad because that basket probably cost around $50. It was really nice and I really liked it. And it was literally the only nice thing I had in the living room that I really liked, honestly, at that time. That was kind of stylish, something that I really liked. And I felt really upset. First of all, it was a gift. It was my gift. Second of all, it was a nice thing that my kids destroyed. And I felt really upset about it. And I felt really mad. I truly did. I remember screaming at my son. Why did you do that? Why do you touch my stuff? Why do you always have to break my things all the time? And I reacted really poorly. And I screamed at him. Not a good moment. Besides the point, I was complaining to my counselor at that time. And she asked me this question. I wonder why he did that. I'm like, what do you mean why? He's a kid. He just wants to destroy my stuff. I don't know. He just did it. She's like, no, I wonder why he did that. What was going on for him that he did that? And I had to really search in my brain, try to figure out the answer. And I couldn't come up with an answer. I said, I have no idea why in the world he did that. She said, kids have a lot of energy. He just thought it was probably a fun thing to climb and stand on and jump on. He obviously didn't know how much it cost, how much I really liked it. He just did it because it was fun. And he just had this energy and they have this desire to climb and release their energy. And that's why he did that. It wasn't to intentionally hurt me, to intentionally disobey me, to intentionally make my life hard. He just did it. I wonder why he did that. And something that my coach, Tessa, teaches, she says, curiosity and anger cannot coexist. If you're curious about something, you're not going to feel angry about it yet because you haven't come up with a conclusion about the circumstance. You're still trying to figure it out. So that is my suggestion for you. How to slow down your anger. When something happens, when someone does something, your kids, your spouse, and you want to react right away, just literally pause and ask yourself this question. I wonder what's going on for him or what he's going through that this is what he's doing. There's another even next step is that we do the best that we can, right? Even you and me, your husband, the kids, everyone around you, in general, we do the best that we can to our mental and physical capacity, right? Sometimes we can do something physically, we don't because we're mentally struggling or emotionally struggling. Just because you can do something physically doesn't mean that you're capable of doing it in that moment. Just because you can fold that laundry, a pile of laundry, doesn't mean that you're capable of doing it when you're mentally really struggling and you're sitting there and you're choosing to scroll on your phone because you are having such a rough day with your kids, right? And so you are doing your best you can, and so is your kid, and so is your husband. So asking that question, I wonder what he's going through right now that this is the best that he can do. I wonder what happened that he is reacting this way? I wonder what's going on for him. I'm just curious. What's going on with you? Why are you acting this way today? If you ask your husband those questions, if you ask that to your kids, your brain is going to be able to slow down your reactions because you are still trying to figure out the answer of what is going on with them. This must be really hard for him. I wonder what's going on. And this is hard. This is hard work, my friend. And this is something I had to work on intentionally. The other day, my husband was doing something. He was sleeping, taking a nap. He has a hard time getting up from a nap. And oh my gosh, does that frustrate me, right? If I could pick one thing in my marriage that could drive me crazy, that would be it. And I kept asking myself, I wonder what it's like for him that it's really hard for him to get up from a nap. Because when I'm thinking like that, I'm curious instead of feeling angry. My attitude is much better. The way I come up to him, I'm a lot more gentle and kind. When I don't ask myself that question, I'm a lot more rude and reactive. Right? I wonder what's going on for him right now. I wonder what he's going through, that this is the best that he can do. I wonder what it's like for him. I wonder why he did that. Maybe your kids are fighting and they're hitting each other because they don't have the tools and the skills. Maybe your child is melting down because they're so dysregulated and they're struggling so much in that moment. When you're freaking out and screaming at your kids, is it because you want to, or is it because you're struggling in that moment? It's because you're struggling. Same thing for your kids. I wonder what's going on. That helps you see the other person from compassion and understanding and empathy, and it helps you slow down your reactions. So ask yourself a question. Be curious. And that is going to slow your anger down. Again, anger and curiosity cannot coexist. They don't go together. If you're feeling angry, you already made a decision and came up with a conclusion about what the other person did and why they did that. If you are curious, you haven't come up with a conclusion yet and you're trying to figure it out and your brain has not figured out what feelings to feel yet, because it's thoughts that create your feelings, right? And so you haven't created the feelings yet because you're being curious. So that is my takeaway for you today. When your husband or your children are doing something, let's just focus on your husband and your kids in this moment, when they're doing something that you don't like, the kids are running around, they're going crazy. I wonder what's going on for them. Why are they doing this? Your husband's on his phone scrolling instead of helping you with the kids when you ask them to help. I wonder what he's going through right now that he's on his phone, that he feels the need to escape reality on his phone. I wonder what's going on for him. I wonder what it's like for him. I wonder. I'm just curious. Those are the words. Those are the words. And putting yourself in that person's shoes and get curious. So that is my takeaway for you today. This is what I want you to remember. This is what I want you to take away. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. If you did, please share it with a friend. I am so thankful for you being here and showing up week after week, my friend. Before I let you go, I want to share an Amazon product that I've been loving. I will put together for you a link in the show notes. A beautiful summer dress. I just love it. I just got mine in the mail. It is so pretty. I love it. It just makes it, it's so flowy and it has flowers on it. And I got it for Easter. I'm recording this days before Easter. And it's just so pretty. So if you like flowery, flowy, long dresses, and you just like that style, you're going to enjoy this dress. I'll put it for you in the show notes. My friend, until next time, I'm praying for you. If you need help, reach out. I'm here for you. I have the program that is going to help you go from a mom who's feeling reactive and angry and frustrated and yelling and screaming and belittling her kids and saying hurtful things to a mom who is calm and patient and present and warm and compassionate and safe and loving. You can get there. And I have a step-by-step process for you. If you need that support, please book a call using the link below. And I would be so happy and excited to chat with you, my friend. Until next time.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.